This is KCUR. You know that famous New Yorker magazine cover that illustrates a New Yorker's worldview? It goes from 9th Avenue to 10th, across the river to Jersey, a hop over the Midwest, and boom, into the Pacific Ocean. It's not unlike how some Kansas Cityans think about our metro north of the Missouri River. Once you leave downtown, you cross the river, skip past Zona Rosa, go to the airport, and boom, you're into the rolling countryside. As part of our Beyond Our Borders series about communities on and around the river, we set our Carolyn call out to talk to people about that perception.
More than half of Kansas City, Missouri, in fact, 51% of it, is located north of the river. It's the area widely referred to as the Northland. So why do so many people seem to think it's so far away? Standing in Riverfront Park, looking across the Missouri River, the Northland is really just a stone's throw away. Yet from south of the river, the Northland can feel like another city altogether. To figure out why, I went to two places that couldn't be farther apart, the River Market and Oak Park Mall in Overland Park. I met Josie Van Engen in the massive parking lot of the mall. She's from the southern suburbs.
Northland, like the area? I have no idea, I've never been there. I guess I just haven't ever heard about anything about there, maybe because it is far.
It's almost a half-hour drive from Overland Park to the Northland, so maybe it makes sense that Van Engen doesn't travel north of the river that much. But I was surprised to get almost the same response from Leslie and Jennifer Ortega. They live in the River Market. That's just about as close as you can get to the Northland without swimming.
What's going on over there?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's, like, I never know, so I don't venture that way, so.
Yeah.
I mean, you always know what's going on around down here, but nothing, like, really up there.
You'd think that closer to the river, people would have a better sense of what goes on in the Northland. It's practically their own backyard.
This office is like 6 minutes from downtown. And people will say, oh, that's all the way up north. And I think you can get here faster than you get to Westport.
That's Deb Herman, CEO of Northland Neighborhoods Incorporated. She believes the perception that the Northland has little to offer goes back to when it was annexed in the 1950s and 60s. And deliberately developed into upscale bedroom communities. As a result, Herman says, it's a part of town that has kind of been pushed to the side.
A little bit like a stepchild. Some people like to think, well, it's the Northland. They don't, you know, there's nothing going on up there.
But that's not true anymore. According to the 2010 census, the Northland region has experienced notable growth in the past 10 years, some communities by more than a 20% increase in population. Zona Rosa and Briarcliff are just a couple of places that have brought huge growth to the region. The mixed-use development of Zona Rosa alone brings in over 7 million annual visitors to the area, according to its developer, Steiner & Associates. But regardless of recent commercial growth in the Northland, many people who choose to live up there come back to this idea of the Northland as a small, family-oriented community. They like that the community stands apart from the rest of the metro.
It's quiet, just more traditional.
That's Northland resident James Morgan.
And I think most of the people there have just a family perspective on things. It's close to the city. It's not as urbanized.
In fact, Brent Lager, communications director for the Northland Chamber of Commerce, says this is one of the Northland's major attractions.
It's a good place to live. There is, it's good people. It's a great place to call home. If I had kids and a family, I know where I'd go.
But even Lager, of the Northland Chamber and a Northland native, chooses to live in the 39th Street neighborhood south of the river.
Being a 28-year-old single male, I find it easier to get out and experience what there is to offer when I live down 39th Street.
So that leaves the question, does the river actually create the divide that many perceive between these two communities?
Obviously we are part of Kansas City, but there is also kind of a pride you take in being north of the river, or being labeled a Northlander.
Standing on the south bank of the river at Berkeley Riverfront Park, you never know that there are beautiful homes or shops just on the other side. The Broadway Bridge seems to disappear into the woods that mark the beginning of what we refer to as the Northland. Is it the physical nature of the Missouri River that makes the Northland seem far away? Maybe more than any of the other boundaries in the metro, the river might be the one that creates the most real divide. For KCUR News, I'm Carolyn Cull.